Well, to the banking crisis. After the takeover of both Silicon Valley and Signature Banks, shares of the Swiss bank Credit Suisse have now tumbled. One of their key financial backers, Saudi National Bank, has ruled out further investment, citing regulatory concerns. Gretchen Morgenson is the Pulitzer Prize-winning senior financial reporter for the NBC News Investigative Unit, here to tell us how concerned we should be. Gretchen, hi.
Hi, Robin.
And, you know, we've been hearing for days, Silicon Valley Bank didn't diversify its investments. When they tried to dump treasury bonds that had lost value because of high interest rates, there was a run on their bank. Barney Frank is on the board of the second bank, Signature Bank. He said it was taken over because of the crypto cash that was banked there. Those seem like unique problems. Is there a fear of a more tangible systemic problem? You know, not just a contagion of fear, but something like the bad home loans that were spread throughout the entire system in 2008.
Well, Robin, what really created this problem in the first place was the increase in interest rates. The Federal Reserve is raising rates, as we all know, because it needs to battle inflation. And so when rates go up, the existing securities that banks hold, you know, for the purposes of paying out on their savings accounts, those securities go down in value. So this is an impact that is affecting all banks. Now, to the degree that a bank does not have to liquidate those holdings to meet redemptions, then it isn't as much of a problem. What happened with Silicon Valley Bank is that depositors got wind of problems that the bank was having. It did not have enough cash on hand. It had a very low percentage of its assets in cash. And so therefore, the depositors started to say, I'm going to move out of this bank. So it is a factor that is affecting all banks, this rising interest rate environment. But some banks, like Silicon Valley Bank, were in a worse position to meet this challenge.
Well, you'd think so, because if it was rising interest rates, you'd think that a bank would be falling a day. And, you know, there were reports over the weekend that some top Fed and FDIC officials were concerned about what you're talking about, a systemic risk. Is it just that banks are healthier than Silicon Valley was?
Other banks are healthier. Other banks have more cash. Other banks do not have the same kind of securities in their portfolios that Silicon Valley did. So it isn't across the board, Robin, but, you know, it is an issue here of confidence. And I think what the government did to step in here was to try to assure depositors that their money was safe and to not continue to go to try to redeem or take their money out. But we are not out of the woods, as you mentioned with the Credit Suisse example. Credit Suisse, excuse me, is another bank who is also feeling the pain of the rising interest rate environment. So it is something that is going to continue.
Yeah. Well, you talk about the reassurance people are trying to give, including the FTC promising and the Fed promising to cover all the money the depositors had in the bank, not just the $250,000 that the FDIC insures in banks that participate, but all of it. Help us understand this, because we understand with the Silicon Valley Bank, it also didn't diversify its clientele. It had a lot of tech companies parking their payroll money and maybe their venture capital cash in a bank so that they had easy access. I'm imagining that $250,000, again, the amount that is insured by FDIC, wouldn't even cover a couple of salaries at some of these tech companies. Is there thinking that that cap is too low, or that companies should be more responsible in spreading their cash out to more banks? You only got a minute. Sorry to throw that at you, but what do you think?
Well, certainly, yes, you're right. The idea that $250,000 is going to cover all these depositors is not reality. But depositors should look around at the banks they're putting their money in and try to see if they are safe, try to look at certain, you know, pieces of their balance sheet and what they are invested in. However, that's very difficult. What I think the really important and extraordinary thing that has happened
briefly,
here,
yep.
is that depositors were all guaranteed. That has never happened before, not in the 2008 crisis.
Yep.
And we are really in a new era.
Right.
And that basically sort of really helps banks to think, well, I can take a bigger risk.
Going to have to leave it there. Gretchen Morgenson, thank you.